Allah sent Nuh alayhi salam. What happened to his people? They were destroyed. Allah sent Lut alayhi salam. What happened to his people? Salih alayhi salam, Shu'aib alayhi salam, Fir'aun with Musa alayhi salam. What keeps happening over and over again? Nations keep getting destroyed. You ever wonder why? Why are all these nations being destroyed? What do they have in common? Disobedience is not enough. There are many nations that are disobedient to Allah, but they're not destroyed. Why are these nations destroyed? What do they have in common other than destruction? They all had messengers. They all had messengers, and they all attempted to hurt or kill their messengers. And when you mess with Allah's messengers, what does Allah do? He tolerates for a while, and then he tells his messengers, enough. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي. Allah has dictated, I will dominate I and my messengers. My messengers will not be overrun. My messengers will not be defeated. You can humiliate them for 950 years all you want. In the end, if you think you're going to kill him or you're going to defeat him, no, he will defeat. Your choice. Every time a messenger comes and the people reject him while he's among them, while he is among them, and they go as far as even violating that messenger, when they do that, they deserve the direct punishment of Allah. They deserve that direct punishment. That's the formula in the Quran. And Allah says, وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. Okay. Then Allah sent the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who did he send? Which nation did he send them to? The Quraysh. Did they reject him? Did they try to kill him? Well, when people tried to kill the family of Lut, or when the people tried to come after Nuh alayhi salam, or people came after Salih alayhi salam, or Shu'aib alayhi salam, or Musa alayhi salam, what did Allah do with those nations eventually? So if that's the sunnah of Allah, what do we expect Allah to do with the Quraysh? And Allah keeps saying throughout the Meccan Quran, haven't you seen the example of what I did with Nuh and his people? Didn't you learn from the example of Fir'aun? Didn't you learn from Ad and Thamud? And why is he telling the Quraysh all these examples? Because they're behaving in the exact same way. And if they're behaving in the exact same way, they deserve, fill in the blanks, they deserve what? The exact same punishment, isn't it? Now, let's go back to Nuh alayhi salam. How did the punishment come? Flood. Rain comes. Rain keeps rising. The water keeps rising and rising and rising and rising until it reaches right here. And when it reaches right here, if the people said, okay, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Okay, I get it now. Okay, I'm ready to convert. It's too late or no? Because once it comes, there's no stopping it. The Pharaoh was about to drown. The punishment had already started. He was about to drown. Right before he drowned, what did he say? أَمَنْتُ بِالَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلِ. I believe in the one that the Israelites believe in. I believe in your God. Fine, I'll convert. Did the waters go back? Oh, okay, he converted, guys. Angels, pull back the water. Did that happen? No. Okay. In the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah did something different. And he did something different because Allah's messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last messenger to come on the face of this earth. What Allah did is the following. He basically told him, I will not be sending punishment from the sky or an earthquake from below or a flood or winds. I will make your followers their punishment. He said this in which surah? Let me guess. I'll let you guess. Tawbah. قَاتِلُوهُمْ يُعَذِّبْهُمُ اللَّهُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ. Fight them. Allah will be punishing them by your hands. This time, God's punishment is not a flood. God's punishment is not an earthquake. God's punishment is not the wind. What is Allah's punishment this time? The swords of the companions. Now the sword, and these Quraysh, they deserve the same end as the nation of who? Lut, Salih, Shu'aib, Hud. Yes? Now let me tell you something else before I finish this thought. Every nation in the world, like the people of Nuh, 950 years, did they get rizq from Allah for 950 years? Did they have children? Did they have good weather? Did they breathe air? Did they have nice homes? Did they have families? Did they have the rahmah of Allah, the love and care from Allah, all of that time? Did they have it? And then one day, for a few moments, Allah paused His rahmah. He paused His rahmah and the floodgates of punishment opened. Yes? Salih nation enjoyed Allah's rahmah many, many, many generations. And then one day, that rahmah was what? Paused. In the life of the Prophet ﷺ, the rahmah of Allah came on Quraysh all this time. And then for the first time, Allah said, now the rahmah on Quraysh will be what? Paused. And that the description of that pause is Surah At-Tawbah. And that's why it doesn't have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, because this is the Quran's equivalent of the flood of Nuh, of the winds of Ad and the earthquake of Thamud, of the drowning of the Pharaoh. Those punishments in the Prophet's life, you know what they're called? Surah At-Tawbah. But this time, what did I say? When the water reached here, what did the... And if people believed after that, did the waters go back down or you keep flooding? Keep flooding. The swords of the Sahaba reached here. The enemies of Islam are sitting on their knees, their heads are bowed down, and the swords are right here. And then Surah Tawbah comes. And when Surah Tawbah comes, Allah says, فَسِيحُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ غَيْرُ مُعْجِزِ اللَّهِ. Go roam around in the world. Go wherever you want for 4 more months. He says to the people of Quraysh, go wherever you want for how long? 4 more months, while knowing that you will not be able to overpower Allah anymore. You have been overpowered. You will be killed wherever we find you after these 4 months. The famous ayat that people find politically incorrect, kill them wherever you find them, the Quran says. It says, kill them wherever you find. It's right there in Surah number 9 in Tawbah. It says, kill them wherever you find them. It's pretty good. I've been practicing. Okay. Well, Allah says, these people who tried to kill my messenger, these people who tried to defy the Quran, the final revelation, they should receive the same divine punishment that has come every time to every nation. But this time, instead of coming from the sky, it will come from who? Sahaba. When their time runs out. How long time do they have? 4 months. Now, in those 4 months, they have three options. Three options. One option. Run away. Go move to China. Go move to India. Do wherever you want. Go find some other shirky place. Do your thing. It's okay. You know? Just hide out. You know, learn a new language. You know? Or, number two, why don't I think about this religion? I could run. I could think, maybe it makes sense to me. Now, the second one sounds like it's being forced on them, right? Because now we're in power. Allah says, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ حَتَّى أَبْلِغْهُ مَأْمَنَ. When one of the mushrikeen comes to you saying, I don't know enough about this religion, I'm not sure, but I want your protection. Allah says, take him somewhere safe and give him protection until you take him somewhere where he feels safe, because they had no idea. Give them time. Let them freely choose this religion. However, they should know, if they're from Mecca, this is not for all Arabs. This is for who? The people of what? Mecca. And how do we know it's only for the people of Mecca? Study surah number what? 9. When you study surah number 9, Allah will list all the crimes committed by the people of, guess what? Mecca, why they deserve this punishment. So he says, you get 4 months. And after 4 months, in fact, kill them wherever you find them. They deserve divine punishment, which has always been the case through the times of the Bible. That's coming to a conclusion here. That's actually what's happening in Surah At-Tawbah. It's incredible that while the waters never stopped and went down, the sword stopped for how long? 4 months. Has never happened before. This is a special rahmah given to Allah's messenger that was never given to anyone else. No other messenger had this rahmah. This was an additional rahmah given to Allah. So for those who are coming to believe, the messenger of Allah is a special mercy. And what's one of the most amazing things about Surah At-Tawbah is it doesn't begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, yeah? You know how it ends? Describing the Prophet ﷺ, بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. The Prophet ﷺ is Ra'uf, compassionate and merciful when it comes to those who believe. The surah that doesn't begin with the rahmah of Allah ends with the rahmah of Rasulullah.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated, it's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.